worked through the summer. Much of the summer was devoted to her book work and to correspondence with many in the field. She watched with deep interest the turn Dr. Kellogg was taking in the light of the strong position of the denomination in relation to the ownership and control of church medical institutions. This led to an explanation concerning certain of the testimonies dealing with critical situations, copies of which carried the word "amplified" stamped on them. Elder Prescott had asked what this meant. In her letter to him written July 10, 1902, she wrote, "In a letter to W.C. White, you speak of the amplifications and testimonies recently sent you. I suppose that the question you ask regarding this matter was not so much for your own sake as that you might have a statement with which to meet the questions of others. I had a large amount of matter written regarding the dangers of some, and especially regarding the work of Dr. Kellogg. But I suppose that after the experience at the last general conference, this matter would not be needed. Soon after the new year, many things were presented to me that I knew must sometime be brought before the managers of the Battle Creek Sanitarium. Because of the presentation of these matters, I felt that the time had come for some of the testimonies in my diaries to be written out. I made a selection, and had some of the matters copied. I thought that it would not be best to present every particular now, because the temptation might come to take exception to the wording, and thus the testimony failed of achieving the object for which God sent it." And then she explained, "On reading the matter that was prepared, I saw that I should have to say something more definite, and I made many additions with my pen. This was my last reading of the matter, and some copies had already been sent out. Therefore the word amplified was placed on the copies to which I made additions in my last reading." Interestingly, she added, "And all is not yet spoken. As matters are presented to me, I dare not even now tell all the truth given. There are many things that I forbear tracing on paper. There are many things I feel I must leave unsaid until I can speak them before the whole congregation." On a Sunday in mid-July, feeling the need for a change, she spent the day in an excursion to Fine Cherries, accompanied by Sarah McIntyre and Iram James. Standing in the wagon, she picked 8 quarts, largely for canning. She rejoiced in the progress in building her writing room over the kitchen and reported that she was enjoying much better health than she ever enjoyed in the past. The fruit crop in Northern California that summer was abundant, and Ellen White got some of her exercise picking peaches, plums, and apples. From time to time during the summer she spoke Sabbath mornings in the sanitarium chapel. The first Sabbath and Sunday in August she enjoyed attending a Sabbath school convention held 4 miles from her home in a secluded spot just off the main road to Calistoga. The sanitarium, St. Helena, and Calistoga churches came together there for the services, and she spoke several times.